that, you put your full and total body onto or into something like that with complete trust of full support, of it fully holding you and upholding you and giving you the rest that you think you need or desire. It is a complete matter of trust. You're sitting on chairs today and you sat down without inspecting the chair, looking at it to make sure the legs were straight and that the seat was good and it would support you. There's a level of faith there that when we do things like that, that we expect it to do what it's designed to do. And we take that for granted. We do. Nobody goes worrying about, I didn't take one look at that chair today to make sure, oh, gee, will this hold me? I wasn't worried. I wasn't at all bothered. It's a chair. You're supposed to sit in it, okay? Now, I know some chairs get shady after a while, and you're not worried. You know, I sat on a chair the other day, and I thought, oh, I'm out of here. And then another time, I saw a guy in a cafe. Unfortunately, he was quite rotund. And he sat on one of those plastic garden chairs in this cafe, and the legs just went... And this poor guy with his plate of food and drinks just went everywhere which way but loose, and it wasn't a pretty sight. But when we sit into something like that, we expect the thing to support us. We expect to get the rest that we have, you know, been looking forward to. The Lord God was the same. You know, in the book of Genesis, he worked for 6 days. Now, it wasn't strenuous work. It certainly wasn't work that broke a sweat out on God, because God doesn't sweat. Sweat's a product of man's disobedience. It's a product of a curse. But God, in his work, rested and sat back on the seventh day, not to recuperate, but to thoroughly enjoy what he'd made. To take a look at it and go, yeah. You know, he measures the universe with the span of his hand. He sits back and he goes, wow, what a creation. You know, he can see it from where he is. And to him, it's nothing that we sit here in awe of. We go, wow, look at all this. There's so many galaxies and this and that. And God goes, she's a beauty. He's at rest. He is enjoying his creation. And we do that sometimes when we make something or get something and we've got something new and it's wow, you know, and we enjoy it. But you know, there's a capacity in the scriptures where God has made or created a capacity for our rest. And I have a look at Psalm 37. What an amazing scripture this is that talks about the rest that we have in our God. And it's just so important to understand this. Don't fret, firstly it says, because of evildoers. Wow, really? Yep, definitely. A lot of people today are fretting. They don't know what's going on. What's happening? They're losing a capacity to chill out and relax. Even Christians are getting so barraged with this thought and that thought and another thought, and they're getting uptight. The Bible tells us, chill, just chill, just chill. Trust God. Do not fret because of what is going on and what evil is happening around you. Do not fret. Don't be envious either of the workers of iniquity, because sometimes we've seen people that have prospered because they're cheating and lying and scheming and taking advantage of others. Don't be envious of that. They've got their reward justly coming up. Verse 2. Continue on. They will soon be cut down like the grass. They'll wither as green herb. Trust in the Lord and do good. Dwell in the land and feed on his faithfulness. How do you like that, eh? Wow, our sustenance, our sufficiency, our ongoing provision is because of the faithfulness of God. Verse 4, delight yourself also in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. Now, that can be taken two ways, and both ways are probably right. First one, delight yourself in the Lord, and he'll give you the desires of your heart. Lord, as long as it's not selfish and there's not a lot heaping up onto ourselves things that we're not supposed to have, like some people have got into, and it's not the way God works. But I believe if we delight ourselves in the Lord, the desires within our heart will be implanted there by Him. And then because of that, we can trust Him for them. We say, Lord, I don't know what's going on in life. I don't know what's happening. What would you have me to do? And God will give you the desires that He wants in your heart. You will have them there, and they will be pleasurable, and you can walk in them. The other thing sometimes is if you've got a desire for God's word, you've got things and you want to know more of God, and you've got a natural passion or a spiritual passion for the things of God, those desires are because of the Spirit of God in us, which Rake was talking about, and God will give us those desires of our hearts. So I see it working both ways. Desires are given by Him, and desires are fulfilled by Him. Isn't that great? Delighting ourselves in the Lord. He is faithful. He is faithful. And I love that so much. Commit your way to the Lord. Trust in Him, and He will bring it to pass. Boy, oh boy. Sometimes we don't see things instantly. Sometimes we don't know that there is a fulfillment happening. But it says, delight in Him. Trust in Him. It's under control. He will ensure it comes to pass. There are some times when I've taken things to God, and especially something in the scripture that is just, I've read it and it's like, man, and it's not clear to me at the time. And I'll chew over it and I'll meditate on it, and I'm almost like, come on, God, what's this all about? And I'm trying to get God to give me some insight. And you know, I don't know how long down the track, and sometimes it's been weeks, sometimes days, sometimes months. And all of a sudden, bang-o, and it'll be something that I need right at that time of an insight of God's word, and He answers that. And I just have to trust in Him, because He's going to fulfill what's needed in my life when it's needed. He doesn't turn around and say, there's a storehouse, just help yourself whenever you like, even though spiritually there is a storehouse in God. But He provides for us as is necessary. He's faithful. I have never seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. And I love that about God. He's constant, He's faithful, and He knows what we need when we need it. Oh, so, so good. Delight yourself in Him. He will bring forth your righteousness as the light and your justice as the noonday. Let's continue on. Rest, rest, rest in the Lord. Wait patiently for Him. Don't fret because of him who prospers in his way, because the man who brings wicked schemes to pass. Cease from anger, forsake wrath, do not fret. It only causes harm. That scripture there, just rest in the Lord. It's amazing that God saw that. You know, there was a time when people in the Old Covenant or the Old Testament, when they were leaving Israel, they forgot, or they left Egypt to go to the Promised Land, sorry. And they were going through that, and there was a time of disobedience, a time of rebellion, a time of fretting, I guess you could say as well. Why has God brought us out here? Why are we in this wilderness? And they started to murmur against Moses. They murmured against God's provision. They murmured against the manna. We're not manna again. You know, we had manna for breakfast. Oh, you're going to get it for dinner and tea for 40 years. We want, you know, meat. We want something. And God sent them quails, and they were, you know, just, there was just so much grizzling and grumbling and going on, even with God providing for them. But the Bible tells us to rest in Him. Rest in Him. And God swore in His wrath with them that they would not enter into His rest. And you know, those people never got into the Promised Land, where all the provisions of God were in abundance. A new generation, a younger generation that hadn't even known about too much of Egypt, that were born in the wilderness, were the ones that went in and took the promises of God. And so you really, we've got to understand that that's a picture of our needing to be renewed as well. Our old nature, our old man that came out of the things of the world and its provisions, needs to be changed and spiritually renewed so that we can go on in God and learn and to trust him. We've got to really learn to trust God. And I believe there's nothing more important in this time to spend time with God, to hear his voice. That's so important to all of us. Man, I've never, ever, I've ignored God, but I've never, ever, had a consciousness of God's voice at the moment being so important in the walk of God, in my faith walk, in my Christian walk. I've always had God there. I've heard from him several times. I've had impressions from him. I've a couple of times heard him very clearly. I wouldn't say it was loud and audible, but I knew it was God and it was, you know, specific. But most of the time it's the Spirit of God. Let the peace of God rule in your heart. Whenever I'm making a decision or having to choose or whatever have you, and I'll say, oh yeah, I'll do this, and all of a sudden I get this uneasy restraint and I'll go, whoa, God. And if I've ignored that and still pushed ahead, it's been disaster. If I've pulled back, and you know, most of the time, especially if you're with other Christians or you're around other people, get them to pray with you. Ask them to also get a confirmation from God. And husbands and wives, it's so important too, not to move on until you both get the clarity of God's Spirit saying, yeah, that's fine. So there is a real major understanding of God's wanting to lead us into rest, but it'll flourish on our obedience, and it will flourish on the things. The Bible tells us there remains, there is always a rest for the people of God. And he wants us to be like we are in our lounge chair. When we're, you know, going to relax and chill on the couch or go to bed at night, and we need that rest naturally and physically, it's a total matter of trust that that is what we're going to get when we're there. And we need to have an even greater trust in God than we do in those natural provisions. A far greater trust to say, Lord, this is beyond me. I'm chilling out in your couch. I'm laying back in your easy chair. Because the Bible promises he'll support us. It says in, I think it's Deuteronomy, your shoes will be iron and brass. Iron and brass is tough shoes for a tough walk, I'm telling you. He'll make sure we get through. And underneath, it says, underneath are the everlasting arms. We need to fall back in them in full faith, in full trust. His support and his care for us. And he's wanting us to rest in him, to trust in him, to depend on him is so paramount in our lives. And if you find your mind getting twisted up and thinking of things all the time and worrying about the cares of this life, turn around and say, God, where's your easy chair? I need your everlasting arms. I need the support of your arms around me. I need you to carry me through this, Lord. I need your provision and strength and faithfulness. Lord God, I'm beyond it in my own capacity. And that's where God moves best, when we realize that we can't and he can. Too often we think we can. No. The best of all is when we recognize we've just got to, Lord God, I'm in your hands. Here I am. And we chill out with him. We seek his face. Not his hands. When I say, God, do this for me. No. His hands will go to work when we're seeking his face. The provision is always seeking him and his face and getting to know him. And sometimes that's not easy. But, you know, we need to be quiet. We need to set ourselves aside. And we need to just say, Lord, here I am in your presence. Is there anything you want to share with me? Is there anything, Lord God, that your heart wants to impart to my heart? And you know something? He's faithful. That's what it just said. We just read it. He's faithful. He's faithful. I'm open, Lord. I'm open to hear your voice. I'm open to for you to impress upon me the things that you know that I need, because you know best. And sometimes I've sat there for half an hour. There's been nothing. But I'll begin to worship. I'll just let a spiritual song come up, or I'll sing a song like How Great Thou Art, or just whatever the Spirit of God has just put on me. You know, when I was singing this morning, He's all I need. He's all I need. Jesus is all I need. He's all I need. He's all I need. Jesus is all I need. You know, I hadn't sung that song for years. Sung it as a kid in church. Didn't mean much to me. But boy, I got so emotional today when I started singing that. Because I was just spending time with God, realizing how much I need Him. And that song welled up in my spirit. And I thought, wow. And I started singing it. And I bore my eyes out. And I'm still, wow. But I recognized how much I need Him. How much I need Him. He is all we need. Totally all we need. And then later on, I'm just walking around thanking God for His grace and faithfulness. And up came up another song. He is our peace, who has broken down every wall. He is our peace, He is our peace. He is our peace, who has broken down every wall. He is our peace, He is our peace. Now listen to the second part. So cast your care on Him, for He cares for you. He is our peace. He is our peace. So cast your care on Him, for He cares for you. He is our peace. He is our peace. That just took my whole mind and spirit into a sense of confidence in God. The Bible says, cast your care on Him, for He cares for you. And that song was written from that. And I always picture, when I've ever gone fishing, especially when I've gone out somewhere where I want to cast something as far out as possible, and I've got a heavy weight on it, and I've got everything there, the hooks are baited up, and I want to get that thing way out. And I picture myself just flicking that rod with all my might, and seeing that thing just go out and out and out and out, and seeing a splash in the distance. Now, that's not always fishing, but that's how I've done it sometimes, trying to get right out into the deeper water, especially from a shore or somewhere fishing like that. It's not so important from a boat, because you can drop it over the edge. But when you're trying to cast out to deep water, and I picture my cares just getting tossed right out and sinking down into an ocean of God's love, and my cares are gone. I always picture that when I've sung that song. And we really need to understand that when the Bible says, cast our care on Him, for He cares for us. That is the beginning of learning to rest in the Lord. That's the beginning of that rest starting to take place. That's the beginning of our trust in Him, our faith in Him. Because we can't come to Him when we're all knotted up and worried about the cares of this world. The Bible says we walk by faith, not by sight or natural means. Get rid of the natural thinking. Get rid of the natural turmoil. Just cast it out. Say, God, I can't handle this anymore. And let it go. Don't go pick it up again. Don't reel it back in. Cut the line. Leave it out there. Get rid of it. Say, God, thank You for Your care and Your love. I want to rest in You. I want my mind at rest, because you can't hear God's voice when your mind's in turmoil. You can't hear God when your guts are churning and you can't get yourself settled. It's God who's faithful, and we need to be faithful in Him as well, in saying, God, I'm with you. I'm resting in the Lord, and I'm just going to wait patiently for you. I will trust also in you, and I know you will meet my needs according to riches in glory. You will bring the situation into correctness and to right alignment. You will bring it to pass, Lord God. You promised that in your word. And I'm just going to chill out in the everlasting arms. And I thank you for it. Father, I pray for each and every one of us here in this place and over the internet, and those that have heard this, Lord God, and that will hear it in the future, that, Lord God, we will learn to rest in you. You've provided that place of rest for us. And I thank you for it in the mighty name of Jesus. And I speak your peace, your provision, your rest over the hearts and minds and the lives of your people in the name of Jesus. The Lord God, the cares of this world will be cast far from us, that we'll learn to trust you more, that we'll learn to do what your word says and cast our cares on you, for you care for us, that we'll let the peace of God that passes all understanding keep our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus as we learn to rest in you, to trust you, and to wait patiently for you, O God, to bring the best about in our lives, because you know that far better than we do. And we want to walk by faith, Lord God, not by sight, to see your hand at work in the glorious and the mighty name of Jesus. And I speak that into existence now. I speak it over your people in the name of Jesus. Every heart and every mind will be kept in Christ Jesus. That the peace of God that passes all understanding will keep us renewed in you and cause us to come into a place of rest and trust in you and who you are. And I thank you for it. In the mighty, the glorious, the wonderful and faithful name of our Lord Jesus. Because we know that nothing in this world escapes your eye and your understanding and your heart. And you know best. And I thank you, Lord God, that there is nothing in this world that is not subject to that name, Jesus. And I pray you'll teach us to stand in that authority and in that provision and in that rest. In the glorious name of our Lord Jesus. Amen.